Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. I am so excited to bring this episode to you because if you've been around for a while, then you know that I have been in the process of publishing a book. And so this process started in June of 2022, and I am beyond thrilled to tell you that in July of 2023, as I am recording this right now, I have the book in my hands. Oh my gosh. It is so fun and exciting to be holding this in my hands after what feels like a very, very long time, even though it was only a year. I know a lot of people work through writing a book in a really long period of time, much longer than a year, but it feels like it's been forever. So I'm excited to say that it is finally available. You can go anywhere where you buy books and find it. And if they don't have it, request it. And I would love that. So you can actually get your hands on this book, and I'm so excited. So in this episode, I wanted to share a little bit more about what the book is about, a little bit more of the behind the scenes, and then share some of the stuff that's actually inside the book as well. So let's dive in. So first up is, let me tell you what this book is all about. So the title of the book is Why Not You? An Accidental Entrepreneur's Guide to Success. And this book is all about setting the foundation, a strong foundation for your entrepreneurial journey. And when I use the phrase accidental entrepreneur, who I'm talking to is you, who feels like you are stumbling into entrepreneurship. You know, following this passion, maybe you took a hobby and at some point someone was like, hey, you can probably charge money for this. You should sell this thing. And it ended up that you created a business. I have people say that to me all the time. I ended up creating a business. I'm stumbling into entrepreneurship. That's how I came up with these phrases, is because I heard it time and time again. And so that's who I'm calling accidental entrepreneurs. And if you're feeling like that, this book was written for you, because there's a lot of books and podcasts out for entrepreneurs, but a lot of them are focused on the person who knew they wanted to start a business and they're going to do everything and anything in order to do it, right? This book is really for the person who, yes, is willing to put in the hard work to be an entrepreneur, because it is hard, but it's really for the person who will do all of those things, but also wants to build a business that integrates into their life instead of taking it over. That is the bigger component, because a lot of people fall into one of those two categories in terms of entrepreneurship. It's like you're willing to do anything and everything. It's going to take over your life, but you have a goal in mind and that's what you're going to do. This is more of like, I want to build a business that does not take away all like other areas of my life. I really want it to feel more integrated. And so this book allows you to do that, because you're tapping into who you want to be as an entrepreneur, what success means for you, and the tools that work for you. everything is related to you. So throughout this entire book, I help you write what I call your YOU promise. And it's a promise you make to yourself that these are the things I am going to do as an entrepreneur and to hold true to myself. So that is what the book is all about. And I'm so excited for it to be in your hands. And then of course, just like we do on this podcast, once you know these things, this is when you can be unapologetic. This book really takes you from being accidental into unapologetic because you uncover all these things about yourself that then you can go forward with confidence and chase that dream unapologetically. So the story behind the book is kind of twisty and turny, just like an entrepreneurial journey, really. And I shared an episode, it was actually episode number 168, where I talked about how in the world I came up with this topic and what I ended up writing about. And I'd love for you to go listen to that episode after this one, because it will be really interesting to hear like one after the other, because episode 168 was an interview with my book coach, Eric Custer. He interviewed me and he asked me all the questions about how I came up with this topic and what the book writing process was like, because I went through his program and he was my coach through the writing process. And gosh, it's such an interesting thing because we recorded this after the first draft was written, but before any of the edits were done. Beta reading hadn't started yet. There was a lot of unknowns. The title of the book was even different at that point. So that is a good episode to listen to a little bit more about the writing process. But the story behind the book is this. I assumed, probably if you've been around for a while, then you know I talk about marketing a lot, and you probably thought the same thing. You thought, oh, Amanda will write a book on marketing. And that's exactly what I thought. But that is not what came out on the other side at all. As you heard, it's all about setting a foundation and discovering who you want to be as an entrepreneur and all these things. And so what is that gap of like, how in the world did I get from maybe it's going to be about marketing to now it's this book about like really empowering you as an entrepreneur? And here's what it comes down to. I love marketing. I think marketing is a great tool that we can use in our business, and I'll probably always have this as an aspect in my business. I have the educational background for marketing. I have the experience in marketing, and I really believe that we can do it well. We can do it in a way that feels great to us, and we don't have to do it in a sleazy way. So I 100% will probably always talk about marketing. However, what I found is that when people would come to ask me and they would say, Amanda, I want to learn how to use Instagram so that I can use it for my business, or, you know, I want to do this thing. I want to learn how to figure out Pinterest or whatever the tactical piece was of the marketing piece. I found myself asking, why? Why do you want to use that specific tool? Why are you interested in it? And is your audience on that platform, right? These are the two things that we needed to know. And most people said, because I feel like I should. And that is really what it comes down to, is we will get sucked into a trap of I should be doing this, especially in marketing, but it can be in anything in business. I should be using this platform. I should be using this system. I should be blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. If you don't know why you're doing it and you don't have a true reason of this is really behind why I want to do it, and you need to know that your audience is either on that platform or it's going to be helpful to them in some way, these are the two things you have to know. And so I always kept going back to these questions, like, why do you want to use this? And is your audience really there? And so when I thought about it, if we can get clear on what we want to do as an entrepreneur, what is our true why? How do we define success? What are our core values? There's several pieces in the book that if we can get clear on that, it actually helps every other decision. Because when you have that feeling of, oh, I need to figure out Pinterest because so-and-so said it on a podcast, which by the way is wonderful, right? Like if you want to learn Pinterest or anything else, that is awesome, but we have to make sure it's really in line with what we want to do. Because if you're anything like me, what you'll do is you'll go right into learning the platform, to doing the thing, and you'll get several months, years down the road and realize, oh my gosh, I just wasted a crap ton of time doing something that wasn't in line with what I really wanted to do, and or it wasn't what my people needed. And that can throw you off, especially if it's months, years down the road when you realize it. So every bit of this book and everything that's in it helps marketing eventually. It just doesn't seem like it right away, but it really does. And that was the thing that when I was working with people that had that understanding of this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it, and this is who I'm helping. When we are super crystal clear on that, my gosh, things are so much easier. You don't have as many of those like squirrel moments of like, ooh, the shiny thing. I got to go do this other thing. You're really a lot more focused. Doesn't mean you don't have a lot of ideas or want to try a lot of different things. That's not really what it is. It's just you're more focused because you have the compass, you have the guide. So that's how I ended up going from marketing to really an entrepreneurial, motivational, inspirational book, more so than marketing. So let's talk about what's inside this book. So I have several key takeaways that I'd love for you to walk away with, and you'll get all of them, obviously, if you buy the book, but I'll share with them here with you today. So number one, I've actually already talked about, is creating your you promise, your YOU promise, that this is the promise you're going to make to yourself, and it's the whole book is what you're creating is your you promise. And you really want to like tap into that because then it serves you no matter what comes your way. So what I've been saying a lot when people are interviewing me about this book is that someone may start a business right now. So let's say I started a consulting business and then several years later, I'm like, you know what? I want to start a flower shop instead. You know, I want to shift things. It seems like a big shift, but the idea here is that your YOU promise that you are promising yourself as you go through this book and you fill out the actual words, like this is a very tactical book as well as being inspirational, you are actually creating this document for yourself that will guide you no matter if it's consulting, if it's a flower business, if it's whatever is down the road for you. It will still hold true to you. Some things may change, like your definition of success may change over time. But the core pieces of knowing yourself as an entrepreneur is going to serve you in any business that you ever have, whether it's multiple businesses, whether you change your business, whether things shift slightly in your business, all of it is going to be helpful. So that's the big key component there. Next is if you know the why, you'll figure out the how. This is a biggie, and it's all about really understanding why you want to be an entrepreneur, because this is the thing. Most people, when I say, why did you start this business? Everyone will tell me about their passion. I help blah, blah, blah. I help this person do this thing. That's great. That is your passion. But your why is about you. It's often the thing we don't tell other people. But understanding your why, like this is exactly why I want to be an entrepreneur. For example, for myself, I want to be in control of my schedule, who I work with, and what I work on, and when I work with them, right? Like I want to be in control of all of those things. Say what you will about that. You can think that's a terrible thing, and that's okay. You could think it's a great thing, and that's okay. It's my why. That is what keeps me going as an entrepreneur, which as you can remember in the example, I started a consulting business. If I wanted to start that flower shop, I would still be in control of what I work on, who I work with, and when I'm working. That why allows me to shift my business in any way, shape, or form. But it is my true why. And the reason I say the why is about you and it often is not the thing that you tell other people is because that's important to note is you don't have to put the pretty words around it so that it feels okay for everyone else. It's your why. You don't have to tell anybody else this. Now, your passion is what's on your website. Your passion is telling people what you do and not why you do it, right? Why I do it is, you know, for me, to be in control of those things. And it could be very different for you, but what you want to do is really think about why do I want to be an entrepreneur? Hi there. I promise I'll get you right back to the episode, but I wanted to invite you to a free pep talk I'm hosting on Friday, July 14th called Permission to Prosper. I'm sharing a few concepts from my book and overall giving you the pep talk you need to unapologetically chase your entrepreneurial dreams. If you can't join me live, don't worry. There will be a replay available, so be sure to sign up regardless because this is going to be the pep talk you hit replay on anytime you need it. So go to amandamckinney.com/pep talk to sign up for free. Okay, let's jump back into the episode. So the next thing is about core values. And what I like to say is don't pick your values from a list. Really reflect on what makes you pissed. And I know that sounds funny, but really, when we think about our core values, it's so easy to go to Google, look up core values, and pick from a list of things. And that has just never sat well with me. And so I searched and searched and searched and finally found something that was a pretty interesting concept. And I talk about it more in the book, but I pulled it from an exercise for coaches that was like helping people understand their values. And one of the questions was about suppressed values. And it was saying, what makes you frustrated? What pisses you off? And that opened up such a world for me in terms of figuring out values for myself, which then when I share in the book is how do you take those values that you believe, because you are the entrepreneur running this business, how do you take those values and turn them into values for your company? Because it is going to be slightly different, but it's going to be very important that you lead with what's important to you. Because again, this is your company that you are trying to have integrate into your life. Those values are going to be very similar. So we go into detail. There's a whole exercise on really understanding your values, but I hope that one really piqued your interest. Another is to define success for yourself or someone else will. And I've talked about this on the podcast many times. I have a whole episode dedicated to it. There's a free resource on my website. I want everyone to do this. Like if you don't do anything else, please make sure to download this free guide and define success on your own terms. Because this is the thing that if you don't do this, you will follow other people's definition. You will go down a path of following what other people have said is success. You'll follow a numeric value. You'll follow a follower count. You'll do something that is not in line with what you want because you simply haven't thought about it. This is a big deal, and I really want you to make sure you have done this if you haven't already, because it is really at the core of everything. Is if you don't know what success is for you, my goodness, your business is going to feel scattered a lot. You may be successful on paper, but not feel it. You hear about this all the time. And this is the problem, is because no one sat down and thought, what does success feel like for me? That is the question that you really want to ask yourself. Another is to set boundaries so that they can help you. So you want to set your boundaries now so that they can help you forever. Now, your boundaries may change over time because your definition of success may change over time. But really what I encourage people to do through this book is understanding once you know what success is for you, asking yourself, what boundaries do I need to put into place in order to actually achieve that? This is a big deal. And this is something that even if someone made it to the point of defining success on their terms, which I have not met too many people who have done, once you've done that, if you don't ask yourself, what boundaries do I need to put in place for myself in order to achieve this? That's where we get tripped up. Because chances are, when you have defined success, you're like, this is what I want, because I currently don't have it, right? But this is what I want. This is what success feels like for me. We can't do the same things we do every day if we're not getting the result we want. So we have to make changes. And in order to do that, we have to set boundaries. So the way I focus on boundaries is boundaries for ourselves. I think boundaries for others is super important, but that's not my area of expertise. Actually, boundaries in general is not my area of expertise, and I talk about that in the book. I am not a perfect example of this in the slightest. This is one thing that I don't have an expertise in. I leaned on a lot of research for this chapter and a lot of interviews. But what I come at it with is the struggle. I struggle with boundaries, specifically time boundaries for work. However, once I realized what they needed to be, oh my gosh, everything changed. So I share a lot of examples in that chapter. The other thing is finding your support system. Oh, this is probably one of my favorite chapters. Maybe I could say that about the whole book, but finding your people is such a special chapter to me because if you don't have support as an entrepreneur, my gosh, things go awry. You know, you need that support. Now, sometimes that support is friends and family. Sometimes it's mentors, coaches, therapists, and who I like to call biz besties. There's actually 5 groups of people that I outline in this chapter. And I tell you who these people are, when you need them in your journey, and how to find them. And that's a big key component here is how to find them. That's the question I get all the time of like, but how do I find that biz bestie, Amanda? And I really go into detail on how to do that and really the different types of people you need at different times, because that's a big deal too, is understanding who you need at what time frame. And so this is a really special chapter because it's so fun. I get to talk about several stories that, you know, have helped me in my business journey of reaching out and asking for support. Because again, maybe it's easy for you, but it's not necessarily easy for me to ask for support. So I'm learning slowly, one day at a time, and I share this inside that chapter. Then another is to focus on your strengths instead of trying to fix your faults. This is a big one too, because gosh, how many times have you thought, I need to learn more about this because I don't know anything. This is really hard for me. We often will focus so much on our faults and try and fix them versus let's focus on our strengths and figure out how can I use the characteristics that I have? How can I use what is natural to me in order to create this business so it doesn't feel so hard? It's always going to be hard. There's going to be hard things in entrepreneurship, but if you can capitalize on your strengths, you're going to have an easier time with it. So that's a big one. And I really go into detail of like different personality tests and different places you can learn more about your strengths, because that is something that you really want to focus on so that you can make things easier. Talk about zone of genius, all these things that we can really dive into as entrepreneurs. Then, of course, we talk about finances, because if we didn't talk about finances, you just have a very expensive hobby. And that's the reality. And this is what I see people get caught up in all the time. They're like, I don't really need to make money, which is a great place to be. I realize that and what a privilege it is when we're in that spot. But if you want to call this a business, you have to think about money. You have to think about finances. Even if you don't want to pocket all the money, you want to give it all to charity, that's great. Awesome. If that's your mission in life, fantastic. You still have to know your numbers. You have to know how much you're spending in expenses. You have to know how much revenue is coming in, and you have to work with accounting in terms of like pay your taxes, do your monthly accounting, all of that stuff. So I talk about this, and this is no surprise here. I have talked about this many, many times, but Profit First is what I recommend anyone read and use as their system. So Profit First was created by Mike Michalowicz, and Mike has become a huge mentor of mine in my business. I have interviewed him twice on the podcast, so fun, and he has just been wonderful, and he actually wrote an endorsement for the very front of the book. So it's one of those sweet moments that I was able to have of really just connecting with him and realizing like, gosh, he has done so much to help me in my business just from writing his books, right? And the fact that I was able to share him in my book was really fun to do. So I do talk about Profit First, very short in detail, but really, you know, ordering his book is a great option. But I do talk about how to navigate your finances in a way that does not feel so overwhelming. And then the last is all about goals. Because if you don't set goals, things can feel just really scattered. And so I go into detail about how to set a realistic 90-day goal, which I've talked about on the podcast, but I go into detail in the book, obviously, and there's a step-by-step process and really understanding how to track your progress so that you can make progress. That is such a biggie. I think a lot of people will set a goal, not as many people will actually track their progress. And this is a big deal, because when you don't track your progress, you think you've done nothing. If you're anything like me, you're like, oh my gosh, I did nothing this quarter. When in actuality, you actually probably did a lot and or navigated some really tough times in your personal life that made the business have to take a backseat. That's a really big thing that comes up with my clients all the time, is that I remind them. So when I'm working with someone as their coach, I write down these notes. So like maybe the person got sick, maybe they lost a family member, maybe some sort of weather-related thing took them out for a week or two, you know, in terms of like no electricity or whatever. And I swear no one ever remembers these things. But because I write them down when I am coaching someone and I say, hey, this is what they did this week or whatever, when I am actually in that space of being the coach and tracking it, then at the end of the quarter, I can then tell them, hey, this is what you did. Look at these amazing things you've done. Also, these are the things that were your roadblocks. It's mind-blowing every time, and so I want you to do this for yourself. Sure, I can be your coach. Reach out anytime. But if that's not what you need, I want you to be able to do this for yourself. So those are really the key concepts all inside the book. I hope you will grab it and learn even more. And I thought a little bit I wanted to touch on the book launch process. So now, like, I have written the book, I have edited the book with the help of many, many editors and beta readers. Thank you all so much. So I also had a pre-launch 6 months before the book is actually published. So this was back in December of 2022. And I opened up pre-orders for the book. They were open for about a month. And there were 81 people who said, Amanda, I trust you enough to buy this book before I can even see it. So thank you. Another special shout out to the pre-orders. Gosh, I cannot thank you enough. You helped me so much. So that was part of the book launch. And now it's launching in real life in July of 2023. So I've launched a lot of things in my business. I've launched my business overall. I've launched digital products. I've launched this podcast. I've launched a lot of things. And this book was so different, unbelievably different. And I was really thinking about, okay, what are the key things that were so different about this? Number one, it was a longer process. So as an entrepreneur, and if I've been your coach, I've probably told you to validate an offering by talking to people and getting it in front of people and just moving forward with the what's called an MVP, a minimum viable product, getting it in front of people, then selling it, right? Like, this is the way to go in entrepreneurship. And I kind of did that with the book, but this process felt way longer because I wasn't iterating constantly and getting it in front of people and like being done with it. Like, the fact that this took one whole year to actually launch feels like a really long time compared to like, I'll have an idea and 2 quarters later, it's done, right? So this felt like a longer process, but I do believe that the final product is much, much better because of the longer process. So that was an interesting learning lesson. I also felt so much more vulnerable with this. Again, I've launched a lot of things and I don't attach my personal like feelings on a product. So if someone doesn't like the product I've created, while it can hurt a little bit to hear hard things, it doesn't really feel the same. This book felt way more personal than a digital product, than the podcast, than the business overall. It's really interesting how that happens. And I've heard that so many times from other authors. It's like you're birthing a baby. Like, people compare that a lot. And oh my gosh, it does feel so much more vulnerable. So like, the fact that people are going to be reading these words and holding it in their hand, it feels so different than launching anything else for sure. The launch stats were whoa different, like very, very different. This is something that I also encourage my clients to do, is track everything in terms of data. So you should know your conversion rates of, you know, how many people from your email list are you able to convert into a new program, into a new offering. Knowing that statistic is so critical in your business because you can predict revenue. This is key. So I was like, I've done this so many times. I know these numbers. Friend, that is not what happened. This book was so much harder to sell. First of all, I think, and I don't know about the official launch now because it's just launching, but the pre-order was so hard. Or like, this is another thing that I've learned, is that pre-orders are very difficult. So the combination of these two things, of my launch stats being different and pre-orders being difficult to have, kind of go together, because not everyone pre-orders books. I actually pre-order books a lot because I forget. Like, if someone says, hey, I'm writing a book, you can pre-order it now, I need to take action with that immediately, because it is a 0% chance I'm going to remember that in a week, let alone 3 months when it's out. Like, there's no way I'm going to remember. Plus, I think pre-ordering books is so fun because you forget that it's happened and then it shows up in the mail. It's super fun when that happens. So anyways, I think pre-orders are great. I will continue to do them, but not everyone pre-orders books. So I learned that. And it was really a different product. So it was a different product. I wasn't talking about marketing. My audience was kind of confused by it. There was a lot of things going on. But overall, I mean, nothing was normal for me. Like, the timeline of the pre-launch, the timeline of the project, the conversion rates, nothing was normal. So it was such a wake-up call of like, okay, even when you know your stats, like, something can go differently than you think. So that was a wake-up call for me, but it was a very good lesson to learn and to stay on my toes as an entrepreneur. So that's a little bit more about the behind the scenes of the launch. So you can go get your book If you don't have your hands on this book yet, if you did not pre-order the book, I totally understand. Just so you know, I totally understand. And you can get it now. So you can order it and have it in a few days. You can get it pretty much where books are sold. So Amazon is going to be probably the primary place that a lot of people go to. Also, bookshop.org. If you don't know what Bookshop is, it is kind of like Amazon, but it supports local businesses, local bookstores. So wherever you're purchasing from, a portion of what you purchase, like a percentage, goes to the local bookstores in your area. It's a really cool thing. So you can find it on bookshop.org. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and independent bookstores. So let's say you have a local bookstore that you want to go into. They probably don't have it on the shelf, but you can request it and they can order it. They might order a few. Usually that's what they'll do, but you'll have to request it most likely. And I would love that. Tell me if you do. That would be really fun for me to hear. And it's also available through the library. Same thing. You'll probably have to request it because they may not have it right away, but they have access to it. It's in the library system. So you can do that. So you can get your book if that is the next step for you. But there are also some other things that you can do because I have a lot of people, thank you, who are saying, how can I support you, Amanda? I bought the book, but how else can I support you in this? Which, thank you so much when people ask this. And really, it comes down to either sharing the book with someone else, which would just be lovely, telling someone else about it, and or writing a review wherever you purchase the book. Both of those things, either you sharing it or you writing a review, allows it, this book that I worked so hard on, to get in front of more people. And if it can help more people, like, that's why I wrote the book. You know, if you're an author, you know, that's why you wrote the book, either to inspire someone, to help someone, to entertain someone. Like, you want people to enjoy and consume the actual words on the page. So even if you're not an author, you can appreciate like getting something out into the world. So if you can write a review or share it with someone else, that would be lovely. And above all, gosh, thank you for listening to me today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And thank you for supporting me, because this book is because of you. It's because of the questions that I receive. It's because people being really honest with me when they're like, Amanda, I don't feel like I can do this. Like, I'm so nervous. I didn't go to business school. My gosh, you inspired this book. Thank you so much for being honest with me. Thank you for trusting me as someone in your corner. I am 100% in your corner. And once you dive into the book in the section of finding your people, I encourage you to write down who is in your support corner, you know, like, who is your support system. And I hope that under the title of mentor, you write my name first, because I am in your corner and I am here for you. And I am cheering you on every step of the way. So thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And until next time, give yourself permission to unapologetically pursue your dreams and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.